Yes, 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 indeed, powerful people. This is another episode of Breaking the Machine. I'm your host, Amad the Poet, alongside my partner, Spank the Bank.
What up, though?
And today we'll be taking another incremental step in shifting the culture. Today we got a great guest back on the show with us, man. We got the fitness enthusiast, man. We got the professional talker, man. We got Bacon back in the studio with us today, man. How you doing today, bro?
Man, I'm good, bro. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, man, yeah, appreciate having you on, man. I wanted to say, first and foremost, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on this episode. And I wanted to ask the audience, do you like seeing the behind the scenes before we do the episode, or do you like when we just start off with the cold intro? I was told over this week that y'all like the cold intro, so let us know in the comments if you like the behind the scenes or you just want us to start at the yes indeed. You know, either one works with me. But I wanted to roll in this episode talking about college hoops, women's basketball in specific, man. What's y'all thoughts on women's basketball? We talked about this last episode or the episode before last. I feel like the women's basketball is more entertaining than the men's college basketball. I feel like it's more entertaining than the NBA. I feel like it's the most entertaining basketball right now is college women's basketball. What you think?
It's entertaining for sure. It's more entertaining than it. I can't really say. I always enjoy college. Just women's basketball in general. From Cynthia Cooper. You know what I'm saying? I always, like, enjoyed it. So I had an era where I was watching Simone Augustus, Maya Moore, and them. And Maya Moore with her when she was in college around the time Brittany Griner and them. So I always enjoyed it. I always watched the elite, like, basketball when it comes to the women. So I always enjoyed it. I mean, it might be a little bit more entertaining with it, like, entertainment with it when it comes to, like, the – it's a lot more shit talking. You know, it's a lot more money being generated in women's college basketball. So, yeah, as far as that. But, no, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This weekend, though, the fellas was busting. The Sweet 16. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You know, you got some big upsets. Alabama. Who else? Alabama beat what? North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think Alabama beat North Carolina. Like, this week was kind of NC State. Who they – damn, did Duke or NC State won? I don't even know who won
Duke
that game.
Duke played today.
So Duke beat NC State. So, like, I ain't gonna lie, men's college was actually good this week. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like the women play with more passion, in my opinion. I feel like they play with more dog, you know?
They definitely play with more dog passion than they have been. Or I'm gonna say that it's probably getting covered a little bit more now. You know what I mean? Like, social media is at its highest right now.
Yeah. You seen about Ice Cube offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the big three.
Yeah, I saw that.
You think she going to turn that down?
Why would she?
I'm like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, it'd be stupid for her, too.
Is that really the question?
I mean, think about it. Listen.
Why would she turn it down? Let me ask you that. Like, what would happen if she turned it down? I mean, why would she turn it down?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Is it a reason why she shouldn't take it?
Because she's in the league with men, and I know they're not gonna play easy with her.
I mean, you gotta look at it though. It's the big three, and I try to be funny. It's so much space.
Yeah, I get it.
It's so much space, and then you got people like Corey Maggette. You put her on a team with him. You think she gonna miss?
I mean, we'll see.
I mean, she can't check nobody. You know what I'm saying? But
I see her turning it down.
I only see that if she got handlers. If she got handlers, I see her handlers like, nah, we don't want to. Because from what Ice Cube said is he kind of got beef with the NBA. So I feel like that can kind of extend over to the WNBA, maybe, possibly. So if they don't want that to happen, they might try to do something with that if she got handlers. If it's just her mom and her dad, I feel like they'd be like, go get a bag. Because at the end of the day, they don't get that paid that much in the WNBA.
I mean, we don't know that now,
though. One summer.
Yeah, you're right. That
5 million for one summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's why I was about to ask Bank. Like, where's she gonna get that money at outside of that?
Six weeks. I think they said it's 6 weeks. The big three, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. Five million.
Yeah,
that's not gonna stop nothing for what she got going on.
I mean, we'll see.
That's bigger than an NBA rookie contract.
It is. Well, I just don't see her taking it.
I don't know why. I mean, is it some money that we don't
know
about?
I see the same thing, but I think
I don't think it has nothing to do with money, bro.
Me too.
It's all about her image. The image that she has doesn't fit the image of the big three. And the big three is it's hip hop.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah, it's a gimmick. But
it's still a gimmick.
Yeah, it is. But man, I feel like
I feel like it's perfect for her. As a matter of fact, if the big three was around when Brittany Griner came out, when she was banging, coming out of Baylor,
she would have been in there.
That would have been perfect. You know what I'm saying?
But she fits that culture. bro. Caitlin Clark doesn't fit the culture, bro.
Bro, she did this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that Tony Yayo did with G-Unit.
No, facts.
Like, that's
facts.
What I'm saying. Like, how she...
But we talking how? About the big three with a group of niggas. Mm.
She out there busting niggas' ass. That's what I'm saying. Like, like what part don't you see?
I see it, but I just feel like, man, she got an image to uphold. So I don't really see her going with it. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube. I love Cube.
I don't know why wouldn't she?
I think there's no reason other than her handlers not thinking that it's gonna hurt her image. That's the only thing.
I just see it's hurting her
image. Cause I feel like she would be with it.
You can't duck the, like he said, the hip hop image, but you can't duck that nowhere. Yeah. Even if you're talking about the WNBA, commercials is hip hop now. You know what I'm saying?
She gave me Kobe vibes, and Kobe pulled up to the Rucker Park. I feel like she got that energy.
She's
like,
gonna do
she's gonna do that. She wear Kobe's every game, the same pair.
And she looking to bust ass this next game.
She give me
tomorrow. What time they play? 8?
I don't know. I'm watching that game. I am going. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a classic game right here.
Rematch.
I don't care about all them. I want to watch this.
This is a classic game.
Like, let's see who get the last laugh right here.
I
really want to see.
Iowa got to come out big, come out strong. Because this is going to be tough. LSU still LSU.
Them girls, they hard.
They hard. You know, is South Carolina still in it?
Yeah, they still in. They won today.
Okay.
They beat who they beat? Oregon State, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Oregon State. Yeah.
See, that's the only thing. It be I don't keep up after a certain time. Like the first two rounds I watched, like I wanted Oakland to really go to the Elite Eight, and they could have. They when I watched that game, they didn't play Rocket enough for defensive wise, and I'm like Rocket should have been in the game more. And a lot of people were saying that. Like when I listened to the radio, they're like Rocket should have been playing longer in that game. You know, I feel like. That's the only thing that happened to them because they had that game beat against NC State.
Yeah, they did. They did. Rocket, he know how to slow the game down how they need it. Like, he get them in their offense.
Yeah, that experience.
But, you know, what more can you ask out of Oakland? Like, I feel like they did their thing.
They did.
I know that they could have won, just like the Lions, you know what I'm saying, in the game to go to the Super Bowl.
Man.
Oakland was the same way. Like, they could have won. They supposed to won that game, bro. Like, if you want to be honest, like, that game ain't even supposed to went to overtime.
It wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Not at all.
What's the most important time of the day for you to be focused?
Shit, the morning. Because then I'm mapping out the whole day. Like, the other day, I was mad as hell. This nigga was up at 5 o'clock.
If you could give it a two-hour window, what would that two-hour window be?
To be focused?
Yeah.
I'm going to say even, 6 to 8.
6 to 8 p.m.?
Yeah. I'm gonna say that. That's the best time to be focused. So I say evening. What about you?
I would say what you originally said in the morning. I feel like the morning. I feel like that 6 to 8. Yeah.
I don't know. Now I think about
it. Morning. I ain't never worked out in the morning, bro, until Ramadan. Like now I'm getting up at 6 a.m. to work out before the sunrise. I know y'all do it way earlier than that, but I just started
still
doing
six still tough, bro. Yeah. Shit, that shit good as hell.
Yeah. Like, bro, it feel good, bro. And then, and you know what's crazy? To see people that's woke at that time. Because I know y'all was talking shit about Planet Fitness, but I ain't never went to Planet Fitness until I started to go to Ramadan. Because ain't no gym open at that time other than Planet Fitness. So, you know, I'm there, and I'm like, dang, there's a lot of people here early in the morning, like, it make you think, like, bro, this whole world's out here.
It's people doing that and left already.
Yeah.
That you ain't even see.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, but it's still, like, when you waking up, like you say, before the sunrise, it's just something different about it. I don't give a damn what time it is. Like, I'd be devastated if I woke up in the morning and seen sunlight. I'd be like, what the fuck?
That was me this morning. Like, I don't like, bro. Damn, I like to wake up before the sun, bro, because I know crazy. I got time to get at least go to the gym and get my shit done. That's I got crazy. Time to do something. When that sun come up, bro, I be fucked. I bullshit it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You don't like to wake up and see sunlight. That's crazy, bro.
Hell no. I don't depressed. Know the last time I
listen,
did it, brother.
Listen, I be so upset because, look, I wake up, like, today, it's 7:40. You go look at this nigga's story. You be like, man, this nigga already hit the gym. You be like, damn, this nigga hit the gym before.
7:40, man, it's like.
Man, he already hit. It's too late.
It's like noon. That's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 7:40 for real, because you got to think the rest of the world really get up. Like, literally, 7 is the time. like a lot of people.
Get up.
Like, for real, and you can see it. Even through social media, you can see it.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been up, you'll be like, oh, okay, the flock, they waking up. You know what I'm saying? They out of traffic. They
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The phones, like, bing, bing, bing. Yeah. Everybody start beaming, but you already been up and dealing with your thoughts and getting it through.
And then in that other world, it's like 5 a.m. to start your workout is the, that's the excellent time. That's like excellent. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm leaving, when it gets to like 450, 445, it'd be like you start seeing people falling in into powerhouse, and you'd be like, oh, shit, that 5 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
The 5 o'clock run coming.
And you see it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
And it's crazy to see people really going hard at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, bullets sweating.
Straight up.
You'd be like, damn, bro. It's so normal to me now. That, but you really, when you really sit back and think, you'd be like, man, you some crazy motherfuckers, dog.
Motherfuckers supposed to still be snoring.
Man. Man,
it's like people don't exist until you step into their world. Like, you don't even know it's a whole world of people getting up at a certain time. It's truckers doing like on certain schedules, but you don't know until you step into their world. And I feel like that's what it was. Like, I stepped into that world and I was like, dang, people be up at this time. Like, people be getting after it. I come in there and it's like a whole city of people.
It was crazy. It's inspiring. It's a 3 a.m. It's a 3 a.m. group. A lot of people don't know about that little club. There's people that's up at 3 a.m. running in the gym. They call them like the 3 a.m. Club.
Damn.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Dog. That joke be crazy, dog.
How much of working out do you think is like a mental sickness? Man. Because I see some people, like, you know, some people who work out until they break their back and all this other stuff. Like, how do you know when you're doing the most?
When your body hurting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I ain't talking about just little muscle soreness. I'm talking about when you get up like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. Like, you walking and you feel it in your hip. You feel it. I'm talking about, you know.
Feel like you broke something. Yeah.
When Wednesday feel like Friday, that's when you be like, damn. Like, some days it be like this is a week that I feel like Tuesday is going to feel like Friday for me because I'm about to, it's the shit that I'm about to do. You know, I got to get up a little bit earlier because I got to do a little bit more. So, that's when you know, like, I'm on my shit. When you really like, damn, I'm sore. You know you gave it your all. You know you didn't. For instance, in the workouts that we do, you know you didn't stop within that minute. If you know, like, damn, my shit is toe up. You know you really control the weight when you feel it all up in here, over there. You know, you down there, hey, baby, scratch my back type shit. You know, that's when you know. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know you really did everything you're supposed to do and you left everything in the gym.
Do you feel like it's comfort that people have in like the current way that they look? You know what I'm saying? This goes to both of y'all. Just just being afraid to really step in that in that different
zone. I was telling my man's T.Y. there yesterday. I'm like, bro, I had to be real with him. I'm like, bro, I think I'm scared of this shit. Bro, I'm like, bro, I'm supposed to be transformed now. Like, I'm really trying to get to that shit. Like, really see abs. You know what I'm saying?
I think about that. Like, when people go to the gym consistently and it's like not big change, I'd be like, what is that? You know what I'm saying?
You saying being ashamed?
Like, no, big changes. Like,
why is that not happening?
Yeah.
I feel like 90% of the time when you see that and they just going hard, it's like they diet is not right. And then sometimes, I'm going to be real, it just be, okay, let's say Spank go in there and his standard is at, he didn't take steps. He start off sprinting. You know what I'm saying? Like, like his daily, he get in there, he sprint 15 minutes, right? So now he got to outdo that standard for his body to see change.
Damn, that's deep.
So if he would have started off like, all right, Spank, walk 30 minutes.
That's deep.
Put the incline up. 3.5 speed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll create a smaller standard. You know what I'm saying? But you got to keep shocking the muscle over and over again. You know, that's why it's important to start certain people out at alternate burpees versus the whole thing. Because, you know, hey, they might not be able to do it, for one. And then you can do two things at one time. You can get their form together. And then you can get them an actual good burn. Because I did it with one girl the other day. She would have probably got 3 burpees in a minute. You know what I'm saying? If I had her doing it the regular way, I seen that first burpee, I say, all right, stop the clock. You know what I'm saying? Touch your ankle, touch your waist, jump up. Bro, she did about 30 of the motherfuckers in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So she got more out of that. And, like, while she losing weight, while she losing the body fat, she going to learn how to do it. When it comes time to do real burpees, she gonna get more out of it than what she was doing. So,
yeah. How much meat? How much like so? People that don't eat meat, how do you replace the protein? And how much protein do you need?
Why would you want to replace the protein though?
Because no meat got protein.
That's not the only thing that got protein in it.
So what else got
protein? Cauliflower. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you can go to the you got peanut butter.
So I'm basically my question is, what supplements would you replace the meat with? I guess or not supplement, but
beans. Beans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the some people do soy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so many other things that you can supplement for that.
How much protein do you need to gain muscle?
It all depends on your body. It all depends on your body weight. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to come into the same. It got to all make sense because like I can't give you. So y'all definitely can't have the same meal plan when it comes to like y'all want to build more muscle. You know what I'm saying? Just like when it comes to drinking water, you obviously need to be drinking more water than him, right? Because you weigh a lot more. So you gotta add all that in. It's kind of mathematics too.
I think that's a deep point that you just raised because it's like I always was like I was lifting lighter weights and I was doing a lot of them. And then somebody told me like, you got to lift like heavier weights to like gain bigger muscle. Like if you lift smaller weights, you just get like leaner. So I started lifting bigger weights to gain more muscle.
Yeah, that's not true at all. The thing is anybody can lift a weight up. Like for real, like anybody can, it's difference between lifting and controlling. So if you looking at if you thinking about your body, whether you think about body goals or strength, If I take some weight and just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, throw it up there however, this is going to beat that. You know what I'm saying? Pushing it up, letting it down slow. I'm controlling. I'm contracting my muscles. You know what I'm saying? This is how you build muscle. You control the weight versus, you know, just popping it up there. So if you ever see me popping it up there, warming up. A lot of times I am warming up when I'm doing it like that. But I'm working on strength. You know what I'm saying? I'm just strictly working on the powerlifting competition, trying to, you know what I'm saying? But even with that, I've still got to go through a phase where I got to control the weight. You see what I'm saying? But it's important. It's so important to control that weight, man. If you can't push it up there, hold it for a second, and then bring it down slow like this, you really ain't got no business lifting it if building muscle is what you're trying to do. You know.
I think that's deep.
Did Diddy do it? I feel like we gotta touch on it a little bit. Did Diddy do it? God damn, Diddy. I mean, listen, it was a crazy week, dog. Just to see on social media his house getting raided. They saying this man flew all the way to the country. Like, headline sucks. All right, I hate headlines because it ain't the full story. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I can just imagine what his mental health is at right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know he's still in Miami right now. That's the last video I seen of him. But this is crazy, man. This is crazy. And then this is the question to ask. Who's next? You know? Like, I feel like who's next? And, you know, and why everybody laughing at him and got jokes. It's really like, damn, who's next? Like, this shit is, I feel like it's a cycle that keep going, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I really ain't seen nothing new come out about the story. I don't really know, you know, what the facts are. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I mean, I seen some crazy clips and stuff. Regardless if it's true or not or whatever the case may be, it's like,
it's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like, dang.
Especially a picture of Cuba Gooding Jr.
Fuck, man.
That shit was freaky old man.
Man, no, he and that bitch just, he a drunk.
Yeah,
he a drunk dog. Yeah. He a big.
We should have known that. We should have known he was a hoe when he was like, "Don't let me out."
Don't let me out. No. I know shit. He want me. Hey, shit.
No, I'm just, you know.
I know you're bullshit.
I'm just talking, but no, it's hilarious though. I mean, it's not funny though what they going through because
yeah.
You know, bro, like it's the same thing. Like you see. The signs, they be like, oh, they about to get his ass.
Yeah.
It be just like that every time, man. You know, truth be told, I don't want to see this, you know what I'm saying, go down like this, you know, happen to none of them. But, hey, you know, when you got it coming, I guess, I mean.
Man.
I mean. Yeah. I've been hearing about Diddy since I was in elementary.
So it's.
You know what I'm saying? Like, since I was in, like, fifth grade. And I ain't going to lie, I was never, I don't know if it was because of, you know, I was so much of a Pac fan, but I just. I ain't never really.
But Diddy always been in trouble though. Like Diddy always been the headlines.
But he ran it up. He ran up a serious. He was really like the first one that we really watched go from this to running up a check in front of our face.
Yeah, he did.
He did. You know what I'm saying? Like, for all I know, I don't know. For my era, I'm saying like, Suge already seemed like he had it because I remember Dre. You know what I'm saying? And Snoop when I was in elementary, but. Like Diddy, it seemed like he came out of nowhere. But when I went back and looked at his story, he worked his way up.
He worked hard. Like what's that one?
He grinded.
What's that one video of him? Like he got off the phone. Oh, I'm fucking unstoppable. Yeah. Like he really an assassin. Yeah. Like he really is a killer. Like I really feel like when I think of Tim Grover, he does like he's a cleaner. Pretty much Diddy a cleaner for sure. Like you got to give him his props. Bro.
I had a joke. I ain't even gonna say. Oh, what? I was about to say.
He gotta clean that shit up.
Some shit you just can't really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know his approach. I don't know what they got on him. Like you said, I don't really know the facts.
Mm. Yeah, like I didn't even know he was fucking with Kim Porter, bro. I didn't know I was his baby mama.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I knew that. This is probably your age.
Age, yeah. I didn't really know that. Like
I wouldn't have known her before for him, actually.
Mm-hmm. Man, I mean Diddy had so many women in his life, bro. That shit crazy. Like bro, he had J-Lo, bro. That nigga had J-Lo at one point. Like, bro, Diddy for sure had all, like he had them all for real. It's just crazy.
Right, he had J-Lo. He had Kim Porter.
He had Kim Porter. He had Cassidy.
I'm cutting that part out too. I'm not getting sued for nothing. I'm not getting sued for nothing, man.
I hope he good.
Prayers
man.
Up, pray, for real. Prayers up for his family, his kids, for real. Because that shit rough. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing with the system like that.
Yeah, prayers up for everybody involved. Because I don't know the facts in any situation.
You innocent till proven guilty, man.
Yeah, man. What's the last words y'all want to end the audience off with, man? Y'all got any quotes for the day, man? We try to end the episodes off with a quote for the day or something inspiring that you saw throughout the week.
Something inspiring yesterday.
Go ahead, let's hear that.
Preparation. And the reason why I say that, Sebastian Fandura. A week ago, he found out he had to fight Tim Zoo, the main event. He went in that bitch yesterday and won. Mm. Like, when I was watching the fight, I'm like, damn, his preparation was so great because I ain't gonna lie, he was getting hit with some big shots, but he didn't fall. Like his legs was noodled. I mean, damn, bro, that was a good fight, bro. That was a beautiful fight. Like he really stood his own. And I ain't gonna lie, Tim Zoo fought a hell of a fight, a dog. Banging him. I mean, bro, it was hard for me to watch for. At one point, it was so bloody.
Yeah, he was over there like, Kane, don't die.
Man,
he was like, you should have heard him, bro.
Yeah, I was tripping. Was I thought the niggas was going to die. This shit. Hey, I couldn't, dog. Like,
bro, let them boys fight.
That shit was hard to watch, dog. Like, it was so bloody, dog. But it's like, man, winning is ugly. It go back to that. You know, like, it's just like, damn, bro. Like, preparation is everything because you never know when your number going to be called. Like, you hear that so much in sports. Like, you know, be ready, be prepared. You know, never know when your number gonna be called. Dog number was called. Like I said, he was supposed to fight in the undercard. Nigga, this went from the undercard fighting for no belt to now I'm fighting for the belt. Now I'm the world champion of the world, bro. That shit was like expiring. Nobody ain't talking about facts. That. Like that, like that's expiring as hell, bro.
He
like
threw me off. That's probably like the first boxing match that I was wrong about. I ain't gonna lie this year because you know, Mr. Errol Spence. He been wrong a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Earl back. Earl said he coming to take that belt, man. Earl back. He looked healthy yesterday too.
Yeah, he look like he been eating a lot.
Man, hey, he gonna be straight at 154.
He look like he need to go to 184.
But no, I just feel like preparation, dog. That shit was inspiring, man. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Sebastian Fandura. That was a beautiful fight, dog. Like he hold his own, bro. He went all 12 rounds bloody. Dog, that was a dog ass fight, bro. That's probably the fight of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fight of the year.
So far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was though. It was. Yeah, no, it was a series.
I mean, bro.
You seen it?
No, oh, I don't really be watching boxing like that.
Yeah, then like when one person we watched, you could tell a lot of people just watch fights for the names. You know what I'm saying? But it's some really good fighters out here. And it's like yesterday was a good show. That was a good show. You know what I'm saying? That was a beautiful fight, dog. That was damn. That was a beautiful fight. That was a real beautiful fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So preparation is mine.
Yeah, I think for me, I was seeing this video on social media of just Elon Musk and, you know, how he started and really just starting out of his garage and then working his way up. I think I was really inspired by that, man. I'm really inspired by just seeing people build generational wealth as young men. It's just like, man, it make me feel like I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, because honestly, a lot of times when we see people just like living in like mega mansions and all this stuff, it's like, how do you go from here to there? Like, how do you get there? And oftentimes it's like angel investing and all this stuff. But it's just like, bro, when you on that grind, you trying to figure out how you can get to those like big money, like that big money, not even that small money.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Like that shit that we didn't think we can have.
That shit that's impossible. Yeah. It's just like, just seeing that, it was just like, it really inspired me, man. I'm just like, man, that's what I want to do. I want to catch that one. Like, I invested in this company early and it took off. So that's what I'm focused on. Like, how can I find the next and be a part of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, invest in yourself.
Yeah. Because
that's... A lot of them, when they invest in their company, they invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like Jeff Bezos, he started in his garage too. Mm-hmm. Not Amazon. That boy everywhere.
Mm. You right.
Every corner. That junk at every corner, though. I'm like, damn, this shit crazy. I mean, they all got the same story, though. If you even look at Henry Ford, you know, he start from somewhere small, grind, work, and feel like until it pop. Mm-hmm. Like, they all self-made millionaires.
Facts.
They all self-made.
You got anything inspired you this week?
Yeah, I did, man. To be honest with you, I went to the gym. I had a long week. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know me know that. So I went to the gym, man, and I usually do my 30 minutes, you know, starting off on the Stairmaster. And so long story short, I was already 30 minutes late for what I planned to go to the gym. He said 5:00. He seen me at 5 and that inspired him. But to be honest, I felt like a lazy motherfucker when I got in there at 5:00. Mm. I mean, yeah. So when I get in there, I see dude. I walk in. I don't see nobody. I see a fake leg right there. You know what I'm saying?
Prosthetic.
Prosthetic leg. As soon as I walk in, it's right there by the, you know, where people, the scale. Mm. So I walk in there. I see that. And then I go over there. I see dude. He on the bike, though. You know what I'm saying? Without the leg. It's like a, you know them bikes that's in super bad. It's the stationary bike. It ain't no cycling bike or none of that. But he was working like that. He was working his leg. You know what I'm saying? It threw me off, but it wasn't for me to understand. It was more so like, nigga, you think you doing something? You know what I'm saying? I think I'm doing something by showing up to the gym. Like, I think who am I to have moral victories? Like, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, oh, I'm doing good by getting here. You know, at 4:35, but this man was in here. I don't know his situation, but he got one leg, and he going hard. You know what I'm saying? The first thing I seen his reputation preceded him when I just seen the leg off top. So I already knew it's only one other car outside. It's only one other man in here. When I seen that leg, I said, "Dog, let me get to work. Let me stretch and let me get to work." And then another thing. Just one more. So I had to go to the county jail for an incident, right? Simple incident, misdemeanor, right? I'm complaining, I'm mad, let me out of here, I'm entitled to this, right? So while I'm in this jail waiting on them to let me go for while I was there, I see a guy come through. He had on like a prison jumpsuit. And he was like, "Man, I've been down since 96, man. I've been down 29 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been down. I'm trying to get back in court, man. I'm praying the judge show me some justice this time." He's like, "I'm literally here." He said, "I filed the paperwork myself. I'm here on the writ. I'm praying to get out. It'll make 30 years here in 2025. And it'll let me out this summer because of, you know, good time, whatever." But that inspired. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in here. I'm complaining about nothing. I'm in here, like, I need to sit here and figure out why I'm here. I need to learn my lesson real quick. I need to figure out why am I in this situation, beyond why I'm in this situation, literally, because it's bigger than what led you to get there. It's something before that. But this dude was in here. He been gone since night. He was talking about the Freaknik. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
That's his last little good memory in the world.
He was talking about that, and dog was 48 years old. He looked like he was about your age, bro. He looked like he was your age.
And I am 28. I'll be 29 this year.
This dude was just, he was, and he wasn't complaining. He was just, life was life for him. He was happy to just ride back and just be able to see cars. He said, "Man, I could have did it, you know, through the mail." But he said, "Fuck that! I wanted to see some cars riding by." He just wanted to see the basic shit that we take for granted, that we ride by flicking people off with. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like he just embraced just seeing people with dogs in their car on the freeway. Shit like that stuck out to him. And that was a lesson. It was bigger than any quote. It was bigger than anything that I could have thought of at that moment. I was just like, damn, the shit that I complain about in my head. Because I'm not really, people don't think I'm a complainer, but I talk about shit in my head to myself. Mm. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, that shit was humbling. It made me want to get my shit together. It made me appreciate everything that I got. It made me appreciate my losses. So that was the biggest lesson that I could have learned. Mm.
I think that's deep, you know, for so many reasons, deeper than the lesson, but it's just like separating yourself from environments where you can get, you know, into some shit. Yeah. That's always been a thing for me. Like, I don't even like to be in no place where I feel like I might even have to, you know, do something to somebody or somebody might be, because it make me think about when I was in Cancun and we went out to the club. I ain't never been to the club in my life. And I'm just seeing so many potential situations where I might have to, like, bro, this could go all wrong. And I'm telling the girl that I'm with, like, this is not my environment, because I'm not the type of dude who can be chill in this environment.
Yeah, that, man, that's a whole nother topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I had to learn that, not letting women get you out your element. You know,
but
what I'm
saying?
But
it ain't even just women.
Okay.
I mean, that's big. But I ain't think from what he was saying, I didn't think that you was just talking about women, right?
No, I'm talking about dudes.
I've been in that situation before. Yeah. Like, a woman got me out of my element and somewhere I didn't want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
No, because when I'm with a woman, it's just like, bro, and I'm with dudes, especially dudes who predatory, it's like, man, if somebody disrespect me with my woman, or if somebody disrespect my woman while she with me, or in general, like, bro, that's going to be a problem. So I'm like, this club scene ain't good, because you got niggas clicked up in here, 3, 4, 5 together, and I'm solo dolo. Talk. It's just me and the other dude that I met on a vacation. So I'm like, I don't even know what he on.
I don't even know.
But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know one thing about yourself, no matter what continent, whatever you on, you know that you respect everybody. So it's like, and then it's like, I know for a fact I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, not trying to bully nobody or nothing. So. Never. When the disrespect come my way, I ain't gonna lie, I get over mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know that that's not really what I'm on, because I got bigger things to do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to. I have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got nothing to prove. I ain't got to. You know, like, that shit lame. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to sit up and say that. I'll beat this nigga ass where I'm. Got more money than this nigga. You know, like, that shit.
Yeah.
Who does that at the end of the day? Let's try to build some opportunities.
That's why I stay out of environments like that, man. Like, honestly, I'd be like, because I didn't been in a place, I'm like, bro, if I get killed in here or something happened, they're going to be like, man, the mob was it? What was he doing there? Like, I ain't got no business.
Wrong.
Like,
you know, they,
I'm
they
too
gonna
big
say,
for some, for certain places,
you are.
Man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking all of us. It's just like, bro,
shit, I'll be like,
I can't
like,
be in.
I was like that last night, nigga. I'm like, shit, I don't want to be around the city like that, bro. I'm going to take my ass back that way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'd be thinking now. Like, it's just, I don't be on shit, but man, listen, it's just hot right now.
Yeah.
It's just hot. I just try to move a different way. You feel
and
me?
And if it feels forced, bro, like, at the end of the day, we cool guys, but we different.
Yeah.
You know, all of us different in our own way. Yeah. So it's like, when it feels forced, that's when you got to use your own judgment. Because I've been in situations where, you know, I'm gonna force some shit just to make everybody happy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be like, just to make people happy at the moment, but that's when you that's really depression at the end of the day. Like, you can't please everybody.
No,
there's no way you can do that. No way possible. So when we do that, you're going against the natural, you're going against the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
You're going against life. For real. Because this is not what really supposed to. I've been in a lot of situations where I ain't even supposed to been there. And it's like, I knew it, dog. I knew it.
I was supposed to disappoint somebody today to stay out of trouble.
That's crazy.
I was supposed to disappoint somebody.
Lowe's talked about that last week. Lowe's talked about that last week. Like, men, sometimes we outthink our feelings. Like, cause you know, they say, man, we go with our minds. Like, we move off our mind. But a lot of times, men know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know when we feel something, we know. Like, it's time to get the fuck up out of here. It's time to move around. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes we outthink that feeling. Like, all right, I'm probably just tripping. But no, you probably knew something.
No, you probably knew something.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with staying out the way. I feel like that's ain't nothing wrong with staying out the way.
No, it ain't. But I also had to understand it's a time and a place. Like, also last night going, I'm like, man, I got my wardrobe back up. Mm-hmm. I can't just be going out with some bullshit. I'm like, bro, hold on, I gotta get my wardrobe back
but
up.
But you bigger than that, Spank. Like, it's like, yeah, it's like, I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Listen, I get that. But I like to, like I was telling, go ahead.
That's that false shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Spank, you way bigger than anything you can wear. Like, nigga,
I know.
When I see, and not comparing you, but like, when I see a nigga like Mason down there at the game, dog, what up, nigga? Yeah. It don't be about what the fuck he got on, because he done put in the work for me to even want to speak to this nigga.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You think I would give a fuck about if we seen Tupac right now, like you mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
You think I give a fuck what he got on? Hell long as no. It ain't no Prince type shit, we good. You know what I'm saying? Like you think I would care? I'd be like, nigga, this is Pac right here.
Yeah.
I seen Freeway Ricky Ross. I didn't even realize. I can't tell you what the hell he had on that day.
No.
Cause I knew that was Doggy Bone. At the end of the day, it was like that's you know what I'm saying.
That's deep.
It be bigger than that, dog. You'd be surprised how people look at you. People fuck with you. Mm. I have literally never heard a bad thing about you. So with that being said, it's like you'd be surprised. I'm gonna just tell you a story real quick. Jackpot, right. My cousin, his brother.
Shout out to Jack.
His brother. I ain't even gonna say his name. This dude on clubs. You know what I'm saying? This dude on restaurants, he just a boss through the city, right?
Right.
You would go up in, back when they had Club Ice, remember on Greenfield in Chicago?
Chicago. I didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, so back when they had Club Ice, I'm up in the club, and I know everything I know about bro. He got on a regular flannel shirt. He got on some regular boots. Dog, I don't know what he up. I ain't counting his money. You know what I'm saying? But he up dog shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know what he got. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know, let somebody say something stupid about him, he might not even react. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I know what he got. Motherfucker don't know what you got.
No facts.
I bet you 95% of the club didn't know what dog had. And if they did, that party would have been in his section. But he didn't want that. So remember that when you out here grinding, they don't know what you want. They don't know what you got.
That's real.
No, they don't, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like, I got a homeboy. I'm going to tell you another story. I got a homeboy. Everybody know. Like, he used to get into arguments with people. I'm a six-figure nigga. Like, this is his thing. He'd be talking crazy to people. But the thing was, this same guy I'm telling you about, boy, you know what I'm saying? He bought fake Rollies. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that I wouldn't even do. Like, nigga, I'm paying, like, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, my priorities may be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro, is that cold where he'll rock something fake on y'all ass because y'all, everybody know him to have money. So ain't nobody about to roll up on him like, hey, Brody, let me see your shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. T.O. said that before. Not T.O., but
Chad Johnson.
Chad said it.
Yeah, he did.
He do that shit. We don't understand it, but maybe it ain't for us to understand. Maybe that's for that level. Right there. That's a whole nother level, bro. So don't ever be in. You spank the bank, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter. I won't give a fuck where you at. Yeah. Like, somebody called me somewhere tonight to pull up. And they was like, they can't wear hoodies. Well, guess what? I'm not going home to change.
Yeah.
I'm wearing what the hell I'm wearing right now.
Got you.
I don't care how they look. Them people can't define me based on their codes. So it's the same way with you, bro. You a hell of a dude.
Damn. Appreciate that, man.
No, that's real talk, man. That might be the name of this episode. It ain't for you to understand. Because I like when you said that about that prosthetic leg. You said, man, it probably wasn't for me to understand, man.
I swear, bro. Like, it was like, what the fuck? Like, for real, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was inspiring. I'm like, damn. I'm thinking that I'm doing something about being here. It's a guy that's here with one leg. You know what I'm saying? Who here be way before me, and he's sweating, and he getting it in. He ain't complaining, and he ain't going back and forth in his head like I am with myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm about to get there. I'm sitting there laying in the bed looking at the damn phone. Been up since 3.
Damn.
Type shit. So, no.
I've been there before, too.
Yeah, no.
Contemplating and shit, trying to get up. Yeah, I've been
That's there. Why they say the cemetery is the richest place on earth because so many people die with them ideas and they go down. You know, they die. You know what I'm saying? With them same ideas and they could have just brought it into fruition, but they never did. They just be, we don't be knowing when death coming. You know what I'm saying?
We don't.
We don't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of ideas, like it was people greater than Martin Luther King. All these people that we praise, best believe it was people walking this earth smarter, better, greater,
man.
All that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But we just, We never date. They was just like us, nigga. Man. They wanted to go hang out when it's Black Friday. I mean, you know, whatever gimmick they got going on at the club. They wanted. They was doing that shit 100 years ago.
They was. They
you
was.
Know what I'm saying? They was doing the same shit.
They ain't new under the sun.
Yeah.
Literally, bro.
Nigga, the niggas from New York is in town with the liquor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From in the South when they couldn't have it. So they turned it up. They not thinking about them ideas that they worked for. Like, damn, they're getting out right. this cotton field. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's the same shit. Damn. That's why the plant is it's the, that, yeah, that plantation. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why them niggas deep. Still up in that bitch.
Woo,
and it ain't nothing wrong with nobody. Cause nigga, my father is so successful. He been in there 40 some years. But right. that's why so many people say that they gonna get out of there and they don't because it be like it's the same shit. We just going through the same thing. It's just on another level.
Damn,
the new level. Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will never understand that, man. That plant culture is a different world, bro.
I'm already knowing, nigga.
Niggas sleep in there, bro.
Nah,
my
for
grandpa
real.
Used to sleep up in that motherfucker.
And you working so hard for so little.
Mm-hmm.
And so little.
For so little, bro. You be thinking, I got $2,500 check this
and
week.
Shout out to the, you know what I'm saying, the people who doing it and the people who did it.
Yeah.
I'm not shooting them down. Me either. I'm saying like, I know y'all. I know you're not, bro.
But even like, me, like working, like really, the more I be looking at, like the more I get into like sales and just seeing how money, like how to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
you look at your checks, like, bro, this ain't shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I made this in 80 hours. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if I can make. Man, what the fuck? I can make this in an hour.
And although I survive off my business, but at the same time, I'm a renter. You know what I'm saying? So in certain aspects, it's like, damn, nigga, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than, you know, it's still like us, like trying to come up from that slave mentality or that dependent on something else besides ourselves. So whether I'm working a job or whether I'm renting a crib or renting a gym space or whatever I'm doing, so it's still the same thing no matter how you look at it. So I'm not like looking down on people that's in there. You know what I'm saying? That's working them jobs. You know what I'm saying? Because they got good health benefits.
They do. They
you know
do.
What I'm saying?
That's another way they keep people.
And
too.
They making good money. Yeah. Actually, they actually making.
Yeah, I good. I know Detroit is the only city I know niggas is rich off the plant.
They making good money, but guess what? The plant is making
billions.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sitting up smoking on a Cuban cigar.
Yeah, in Palm Beach.
Mm. Yeah,
in a big ass crib with a yacht.
If you the only person or thing working for you, it ain't working. And that's pretty much what you're saying. Like, we the only people working for this. We the only person, like, if we stop working, the money stop coming in. That's a problem. You need to get, you know, in a situation where something is working for you.
Yeah, we need some well-oiled machines around this thing. Yeah.
Facts. Man, but I appreciate y'all brothers doing this episode with me, man. This has been a great episode. Make sure y'all tune in next week for another episode, man. We got some bangers coming, man. We got some more interviews that got canceled this week, pushed back. So they coming next week, man. Be on the lookout for that, man. It's Bake, Spank the Bank, Ahmad the Poet. That's a wrap for this episode. You dig?